Welcome now to the latest WNCW Friday Feature Interview of the Week. I'm Paul Foster. Because this month of November recognizes the disease known as Alzheimer's, we wanted to focus on that. At the same time, it is also National Family Caregivers Month. Joining me this morning is Radia Baxter, Community Outreach and Education Manager of the Alzheimer's Association Western Carolina Chapter. Welcome.
Good morning, Paul, and thank you so much for having me this morning.
I imagine the Alzheimer's Association is always trying to bring awareness to Alzheimer's and its caregivers, but this month of November pushes that even further, I suspect.
It really does. The month of November for the Alzheimer's Association is what we consider, as you mentioned, National Alzheimer's Awareness Month, but also National Family Caregivers Month. It gives us an opportunity to highlight those individuals that are caregivers, but also help provide some information, some resources for the services that we at the Alzheimer's Association have. But then we also have the opportunity to bring awareness to Alzheimer's disease and related dementias during this month.
Many of us have either seen firsthand or certainly have heard about Alzheimer's, but how would you define it?
Alzheimer's disease is a disease that affects currently right now 5.5 million Americans, and that's folks across the United States that have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. It is a, unfortunately, progressive brain disorder, meaning that a person who has been diagnosed with this disease will increasingly become worse and worse as they live longer with the disease. It is a disease that affects not just the individuals with the disease, but it also affects those family members that are providing caregiving to those individuals. And it's one that most people generally know most about as memory loss, or they focus it on memory loss, but it also affects other parts of the body as well. It affects our language, our thought, the way we navigate, our ability to plan and to organize. So essentially, when you think about Alzheimer's disease, it is a disease that unfortunately causes nerve cell death in the brain.
You had mentioned that large number across the United States, but what about the cases of Alzheimer's in Western North Carolina, those suffering from the condition? And also go ahead from there and talk about the number of caregivers.
Absolutely. We currently here in North Carolina have approximately 160,000 North Carolinians that have a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease or dementia. The folks that are providing that unpaid care would be about 466,000 caregivers here in North Carolina that are providing unpaid care to those persons living with Alzheimer's disease and other related dementias. When you think about the costs associated with that just here in North Carolina, that's about 531 million hours of unpaid care that's valued at over $6.7 billion.
Until you said that, I don't guess I had ever thought about that part, just the cost involved of what it takes that is tremendous.
Yeah, you know, when you think of being a caregiver, you think of all of the things that you do. The role of a caregiver is a 24/7 job. There is no time that they can clock in and clock out because they are in that role, on the go, doing the things that it takes to be a caregiver all of the time. And so when you bring down the number of hours that it takes to that, think about how much money that is that folks are spending. You're spending time because time is money. And so folks no longer have the ability to do all of the things that they used to do when they're in a 24/7 caregiving role.
This is WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week as we're spotlighting National Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month and National Family Caregivers Month. Our guest from the Alzheimer's Association Western Carolina Chapter is Radia Baxter. What about dementia? Is it the same thing or is it categorized differently from Alzheimer's?
So dementia is categorized differently from Alzheimer's. So the best way that I can describe it to you, dementia is, by definition, the series of symptoms that are related to memory loss and the loss of cognitive functioning. So dementia itself is just that series of symptoms. Alzheimer's disease is a type of dementia. So when you think of dementia, dementia could be considered the umbrella term, and Alzheimer's disease be one of those types of dementia. It is, however, the most prevalent form of dementia. About 60 to 70% of those individuals that have been diagnosed with dementia have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's dementia. There are other more common forms of dementia that folks may hear of, including vascular dementia, which is very synonymous with stroke, so lack of blood flow and oxygen to the brain. You hear of people having other types of dementia, frontal temporal dementia, which is very similar to like Parkinson's related dementia. But Alzheimer's disease is the most common and most prevalent form of dementia.
Let's go back to the caregiver now. I know it's important that your organization and maybe even the rest of us let them know that they're not alone. Anything that can relieve their stress is crucial, isn't it?
Absolutely. So what we really focus on in the month of November for caregivers is helping them with the resources that they need. Managing the stress, because we know as a caregiver, given it's a 24/7 role, managing the stress is utterly important for those persons that are in that caregiving role. We're helping them find ways to find time for themselves. They need respite. They need moments away from that. They need to know what resources are available to them. And one of the most important things is that they need to become educated. So they need to find out more information about the disease itself. What tips or strategies and skills that they may need as they continue to be a caregiver for a person with Alzheimer's disease or dementia. There's help out there for them. We offer help and aid and support to them. We want to encourage them to find help and find support. We're really encouraging them to make sure that they have all of the documentation in order in the event their loved one goes into a moment of crisis. We want to make sure that we can help arm them with the things that are important. They've got to make sure that they're managing their stress levels, finding ways to relax. The reality of the situation is that it is the disease and it's not the individual. And so as the person progresses with Alzheimer's disease, their needs will change. And so things will change. Making sure that they, as the caregiver, are also visiting their doctor regularly. You can't be an effective caregiver if you're not a healthy caregiver.
I understand that your organization provides a 24-hour helpline. Explain some of the calls you might receive.
Our 24-hour helpline is the way that folks in any stage of the disease, they have the opportunity to reach out to us at the Alzheimer's Association and get answers to questions that they may have. We've gotten calls from folks who have simple questions like, can you explain a little more about this disease? What can I anticipate as my loved one progresses through this disease? Or as complex as my loved one is acting out and having some behaviors, please help me better understand what do I need to be doing? People can get the answers that they need in their greatest time of need. And that's the way that I like to describe it, when they need it the most. We acknowledge that crisis situations don't happen during normal business hours.
For our listeners out there this morning who would like more information, how could they get in touch with you guys?
Give us a call on our 24-hour helpline. That phone number is 1-800-272-3900, or they can reach us on our website, www.alz.org/North Carolina, spelled out.
November is National Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month and National Family Caregivers Month. We want to thank Radia Baxter, Community Outreach and Educational Manager of the Alzheimer's Association Western Carolina Chapter, for being with us.
Thank you so much, Paul, for having us.
Listen back to past editions of the Friday feature at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.